We have a treat. She was held up in the last hour, so she is actually joining us now. So for those of you that listen, even just primarily on this hour, you get a treat. You get to listen to Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney. You can find her at chrisannhall.com. And also, she has a fantastic radio show that you have to listen to and spread, because I'm telling you, she'll teach you things about the Constitution and put it in a way that'll just make you kind of marvel that you didn't know it before. And so welcome to the show, Chris Ann.
Thank you so much,
you
Kate.
Betcha.
I'm excited to be here, and I thank everybody for the opportunity to get here. I love the Kate Daly listeners, because you guys are awesome for your support for Kate.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
So I wanted to talk to you just briefly about impeachment. I had a, there was a town rally that's going to happen. I call it the ignorance rally, but they really want to rally to impeach Trump. And they said that their next crucial step would be an inquiry into how they could do this. And I want to just tell them, my gosh, we just did that for 2 years. But, you know, I mean, that's just the fact. So that those pesky facts get in the way. But they were dead set on impeachment and how they would like to do this. And I'd like for you to explain impeachment, because I did have somebody email me that said, oh, no, it's on good conduct. You don't have to commit a crime. But let's talk about this, because the Constitution's very very specific about this, too. Specific and not specific. So go right ahead.
Well, it is really specific when it comes to the Constitution says in Article 4, all the president, the vice president, and all civil officers. I had somebody tell me that doesn't include Congress. Well, the last time I checked, Congress was a civil officer.
Right.
All civil officers can be removed upon impeachment and conviction of high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay.
Right. Treason,
so
bribery.
You have, pardon me?
Treason, bribery, high crimes, misdemeanors, right?
Right.
Okay.
Treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. So it's very, very specific. I think what the person who's sending this email is confusing is the terms in the Constitution upon which the Supreme Court justices hold their tenure. Because in the Constitution, it does say that the Supreme Court justices hold their tenure on good behavior.
Right.
That is not the term for the president.
Yeah.
And for anybody to assert that no crime has to have committed, and again, treason can be something a little bit less specific, as you were, maybe an unconstitutional act. I believe that every president since 1861 has committed at least one impeachable act, but that's because of the way that we have expanded presidential power by will, not by law, beyond the scope of the Constitution. So every president has committed at least one impeachable offense, Trump to be included. But this obstruction thing is not. And you have Nadler running around saying, look, we can, impeachment is a political entity. Well, what he's really twisting around is the fact that impeachment is not a court of law.
Okay.
It's not a criminal thing. You don't get beyond a reasonable doubt burden of proof. There's not the real same due process. And, there's no jury by no trial by a jury of your peers.
Right.
So in that aspect, he's correct, but he's trying to twist that into saying it's political, so we can remove the president for any political reason we choose. Now, can I just put it out there? If that were the case, okay, if the standard of good behavior that we have for Supreme Court justices is what we apply to the president of the United States. What then you have is the legislative body is now the ruling body over the executive branch. Co-equal in check and balance, but a ruling body. You also have the legislative body exercising more control over the president of the United States than most employers can exercise over employees, because to remove a in many contract employees to remove them without cause, because that's pretty much, we can remove them for anything we want. It doesn't have to be a crime. Mm-hmm. Would be illegal in employment law. It would be a suable offense. And not only that, the difference, Kate, between the Supreme Court justices and the President of the United States is very simple. A Supreme Court justice who holds tenure on good behavior is not elected.
There you go.
A Supreme Court justice is hired.
Mm-hmm.
That's what appointment actually is. And the terms of their hiring, their employment, is good behavior by the terms of their contract. Now, I find it ironic, as we are talking about this, and I'm sort of verbalizing this now, I find it very ironic that people want to remove the President of the United States for no cause, for whatever political reason, for what, bad behavior.
Bad hair. Yeah, and that's what they come up with.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And nobody's talking about doing that to a Supreme Court justice, when that actually is their terms of employment, and we have almost every single Supreme Court justice on the bench that has exercised bad behavior.
You're right. Yep. The irony. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I'm really glad you put it in those terms, because I think people in America...
Did it make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me, so sometimes
yes.
when I say it out loud, I don't know if it makes that much sense for everybody else.
Right.
Too.
So if the majority of Congress, no matter how they sway politically, decided that it wasn't good conduct, I mean, you're right. They would have all the power over the president at will. They could just do whatever they wanted, and then the president is subject to their whims, and that's never how it was supposed to be. Either.
Right, and if the president, and think about that case, if the president holds his tenure based on the will and the whim of Congress,
mm-hmm.
okay, then what happens is not only can Congress remove the president for whatever reason they want, as some people are asserting, they can also control his actions under threat of duress
mm-hmm.
and coercion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how our branches of government are supposed to work.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to tell you that Donald Trump has not done anything that deserves impeachment, because I'm telling you, every single president since 1861 mm-hmm. has done at least one impeachable offense.
Sure.
My goodness, I had 12 for Barack Obama by 2011.
But Biden says nothing happened. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So I had 12. I had a list of 12 impeachable offenses for Barack Obama by 2011. So this whole thing about Donald Trump is purely and completely political, because don't tell me you want to impeach Donald Trump when you won't want to impeach, you know, every president before him. Not only that, okay? Not only that, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I really have a hard time taking it seriously, these people who are ranting and raving about Donald Trump being impeached, and they won't impeach their own congressman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Uncle Milton.
Another interesting point is mm-hmm. they're always so worried about the balance of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's easier to get them out of office than what they're doing with the president.
Yeah.
And they won't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
it's not that important
exactly.
to them.
Yeah. Alina Kagan should not be a Supreme Court justice. She should have been impeached and disbarred mm-hmm. During the Affordable Care Act decision, because mm-hmm. she was a solicitor general arguing in favor of the Affordable Care Act, and then she turned around and was a Supreme Court justice
Ooh.
Deciding its fate.
Yeah.
In any term, through any lawyer's conduct, any judge's conduct, that is not only an impeachable offense, that is grounds for being disbarred.
Yep.
And that's just one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably list five mm-hmm. for, at least five for her, five
sure.
for, at least five for the hero Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, geez.
Robert
yeah.
has unscrupulous and immoral mm-hmm. Monetary ties mm-hmm. to people that appear in his courtroom, to mm-hmm. corporations that appear in his courtroom. You know, I mean, it's
okay.
just crazy.
And I actually have another